The Snake River Dam system has caused great concerns for environmentalists worried about the salmon and steelhead run. Conservationist Josh Mills is right in the middle of it. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
When you have those lower four Snake River dams, you immediately take almost 20% of the run immediately gone. And then that issues some things called delayed mortality when they hit the Columbia River estuary. The habitat that is behind this lower four Snake River dam are all accessible for anadromous fish at this time. But that added stress and added encumberment to their journey back and forth between ocean and spawning ground really provides more stress. The other things that are happening, too, is that climate change, these reservoirs that are stacking up the time that have very bad predator-prey imbalance, extensive growth of the walleye fishery, as well as smallmouth bass, as well as a drastic overbearing of northern pike minnow. So you have this deck of cards that is completely stacked against the fish. And what I would say is that a plan that comes out of Mike Simpson's office from the state of Idaho, it is not a perfect plan at this time. But the plan is to try and make everyone whole. We don't want a single farmer, anybody in the egg business. We don't want anybody who depends upon the river in any capacity to be holding a short-sighted stick. So what does that mean? That all the grain will then be put on trucks to the Port of Portland. The grain will enter the barge system again at the Tri-Cities as it goes through the Gap.
Classic case of industry versus conservation. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.